Hey, dear listeners, I am so thankful that you're here for the third episode of Saddle Up Live. I'm your host, Lisa Koski, and the first four episodes are completely dedicated to my coach, Tracy. And as I told you before, I recorded these before I knew I had breast cancer. And I want to give you a little update on that before we move forward, because interestingly enough, going through getting that information, my little health scare and all the things, I've said this before, left me kind of spinning and left me so that I really wasn't doing my planner. And so I just want you to know that, you know, all this information that I'm giving to you about the planner, about using your Prodigy brain, they're all helpful. They're all great tools. And sometimes when things get really hard, you go moment by moment. And I am in the next month going to address this and talk through how you do that in really, really scary moments. But I want to give you a really good update. Prayers have been answered. And I want to bask in the glory of that. So I had my surgery and I'm so blessed. I have an amazing surgeon. I don't even think you're going to be able to tell that I ever had surgery. She was so good. She got that little tumor out. Everything was clear. It was not in my lymph nodes. They always take a couple of lymph nodes to make sure. All my margins were clear. I don't know if you knew this, but so the first step is surgery with the breast cancer that I have. And then because of what's feeding that cancer, as a preventative, you do have to do chemo and radiation because I didn't do the full mastectomy. So the really good thing is I'm all done with the surgery. And that feels so good. And I feel so blessed that I met with an oncologist and, you know, basically the cancer is out. And now we just need to make sure it doesn't ever come back. And yeah, I'm scared about chemo, but it's also a blessing. And from what I hear is I'm not going to be on such a high dose that I might tolerate it quite well, which is really nice because if my news from my pathology would have been any different, that would be a different story. So you know what? I'm going to hold on to that. I'm going to experience something new by going through this. And I am so blessed that I'm, you know, this is a cure. And so blessed in the early detection. So ladies, get those mammograms because it saves lives. It saved my life. This would be a different story if I wasn't getting those because it was so tiny, I would have never seen it. And so it's not to scare you, but you know, go get your moles checked, go get your boobs checked. You know, you gotta get the mammograms. I am almost wondering if you should even do it before 40, but I'll leave that to the experts to talk about. So anyway, everything is going amazing there and I'm going to keep doing these through chemo. So we'll let you know how that goes. They're thinking I might keep my hair and that it might thin, which would be, oh, wouldn't that be amazing? And it's summer. So I'm going to just try to chill, relax, enjoy the summer and get through this. It'll be 12 weeks of chemo. And then I think 3 to 5 weeks of radiation. So I'll keep you on top of that. But just so you know, I'm thankful for all your prayers because they worked. And I've got an amazing outlook. And it's all out of me now. And so I will let you know along the way how it goes. And I'm here for you. And if you have any questions that you'd want me to address in a future episode, I'm happy to. I've got some really fun things coming up. I'm not always going to talk about cancer, but cancer is my hard and we all go through hard things. And so I want to also share so we can learn from that. So today, the episode that I recorded back in Arizona with Coach Tracy is talking about how we use our Prodigy mind. And I'm telling you, it's huge. It's really helpful. It has helped me through big things in my life. And like an example would be to try to look at something from your future self and see what you would tell yourself now, to have empathy. Those are just some little tidbits that are coming, but you're going to love this episode with Tracy. It's coming up right now. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I'm so thankful for all of you. And here's the episode. Welcome to this week's Saddle Up segment. And again, I have Coach Tracy. I promised last week that I would, and that we would continue talking about her planner. And, you know, Tracy's kind of been coaching me through something that was, my head was spinning through with a call from the doctor that I needed more tests. And so you can go back and listen. We go through the first steps of the SELF in Tracy's planner. And we were talking about leveraging our strengths, and we went through all of those and we left actions. That's a strength that we can utilize in situations like this. So we're going to continue on today. Welcome, Tracy.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And if you need a coach or a planner, go to Self-Made You. It's really life-changing. I mean, I think the audience can walk along with me through this little bump in the road and see how it really works in my own life. So let's talk about activation. So we were talking about how I had a report that I had to go back in for more diagnostics on my mammogram, and I'm kind of preparing myself with some better thoughts, I would say, that make me feel a little bit better. So now what's the last step, that F? What is that last step for our listeners?
Yeah. Well, so activation is the final strength within leveraging your Prodigy Brain strengths. So we want to talk about activation, because that is really where you can align. I kind of use align and activate in, you know, parallel with one another, but this is your opportunity to kind of activate that future self, your higher source, your connection with the universe, with God. Like, this is where, and I know this is probably the easiest strength for you, just knowing you as well as I do. I think that this is a strength that is kind of your go-to, where other people tend to go to empathy right out of the gate.
I mean, it can be to a fault, where I just keep moving and moving and moving, and I want to fix it without going through the other steps, right?
Well, this is one that when you are in alignment with your future self, with your source, you're feeling so confident. You're not feeling held back. You're not feeling any sort of resistance. You don't have thoughts like, I should be doing it differently. I shouldn't be doing this. It's coming from a place of abundance, willingness. It feels very momentous. Like, there's a lot of momentum going on. So activation is the fifth strength within your Prodigy Brain strength, or within your Prodigy Brain, that you can activate. You can tap into. And so I want you to try to understand this from a place of, this is where you can tap into a higher being. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't recognize the connection that they have to a source. You're not in this alone. You can tap into the universe. You can tap into God. You can tap into nature. You can tap into your future self. These are all available to you to align with, and you can ask yourself questions. And I know, like, your connection to God is very easy for you to come by. But yet, like I mentioned earlier, this is a tough one for a lot of people, because they'll think of this as, they'll kind of write it off as, oh, there's the woo-woo part. And for me, remembering that I'm not alone.
Right.
I'm never alone. And I can tap into and connect to this higher source is the strength that is so incredibly helpful. And I know you had mentioned right out of the gate, like, prayer. is really helpful for you. And so activating or aligning is that fifth and final strength that you only have access to when you're operating from your prodigy brain.
Right. And it only have access to in a useful way, because I can, and sometimes I do, I count on God in all kinds of circumstances. I did last night in bed, you know, I was spinning out of control, but I was still calling on him. But when I come to this place, when I've walked through all of these, and it can use my prodigy brain, I almost feel like the Holy Spirit more. I feel more connected, because I can drop into that. And I can't imagine going through life without that, quite frankly. And I would, you know, my heart would hurt for people, but, and it is, I mean, you could look at it as woohoo because it's personal. It's, I've felt it, I've seen it, and it's personal to me.
Yeah.
And so,
and other people have had that same experience in nature.
Well, and I can say too, going on a run gives me that connection.
Yeah.
And I'm such a strong believer. And at the same time, I like to tap into my future self. I like to do that too. I can do that. And it's fun.
Because and when you're operating from your prodigy brain, there is no black and white thinking. It doesn't have to be either or. It doesn't have to be, I either tap into God or I tap into my future self. It doesn't have to be, I either, you know, align with a higher source or I tap into empathy. It's an and.
Yeah.
You have all of this available to you. It's just like walking into a boutique. You've got lots of choices. Yeah. You're going to try things on. Yeah. Some things are going to fit really, really well and be really comfortable and easy to wear. And other things might not be so easy to wear, but you're like, actually, I want to try something new.
It's really, it's fun and it expands you and you grow. And I don't know one of them that hasn't been a benefit, you know, one. Right. So yeah, it's all.
It is natural for you to have a tendency, just like the saboteur narratives that are you're most prone to hearing. There are certain strengths when you're operating from your prodigy brain that you're going to be most likely to tap into because it's easier for you.
Yep. Yep. Okay. So that's activation. So now can we go to this last step on the planner where it's F. Tell me what F stands for. Tell the listeners, what does that stand for?
Yeah. So it's very similar to the first step. The first step is start with a decision. What is it that you want and why do you want it? The fourth and final step is finish with a decision. But this one is, what is the next step that I can take that is so easy, it's hard not to do? Like if I this had a long enough arm, I would tattoo that on my arm. What is the next step that is so easy, it's hard not to do? If we could only remember to ask ourselves that question with intention, every step, every minute of every day, we would be consistently making progress towards, you know, where it is that we want to go. We would be intentional. We would be operating from our prodigy brain. So it's a very important question to be asking yourself, finishing with that decision. But I do want to just kind of tee that up by saying it's the fourth step for a reason. Because you have to make a decision about what it is that you want and why you want it first. That's what launches you. Secondly, we want to set you up for success. We know that nobody has taken that primitive brain out of your head. We know that those well-driven neural pathways exist. So we want to do the work like proactively to eliminate the self-sabotage. We just want to call it out. Like, what is it that my primitive brain is going to try to have me believe? We then, now because we're being intentional, we're asking ourselves questions and we're answering it, we're being intentional. And because we're being intentional, now we can actually tap into all of these amazing strengths. We don't have to tap into all of them, maybe just one.
Right.
Right. But that's when we can leverage empathy, discovery, innovation, our values, navigating through our values, and then tapping into a higher source, aligning with a higher source. What is it that my inner being knows that I'm resisting? You can only answer that question when you're being intentional. You would not even ask yourself that question when you're listening and reacting to the hypervigilant narratives. Okay. So then that's what sets the stage. Those four steps set the stage for the fourth and final step, which is finish with a decision. Ask yourself, what is the next step I can take that is so easy, so incremental, that it's hard not to do?
Yeah.
Because the reverse of that, the like alternative would be, how do I go from 0 to 60 in 2 seconds, right? That's the self-sabotaging thought that so many of us have along around weight loss, around our finances. Like, they expect to be the millionaire overnight. And if they aren't, they beat themselves up over it. And it's like, wait a minute. No, no, no. What is the next step that is so easy it's hard not to do? If you just keep asking yourself that question in the context of what it is that you decided that you want, now we've got compounded progress. Nobody can dispute the effects of compounded progress in the direction that you decided, that you liked your reasons for making that decision. Like, now you've got the whole, like, this is it. This is the playbook. And all you have to do, it's just a cycle. And you use it every step of every circumstance, of every curveball, of every goal. It doesn't matter. It has unlimited applications. But the practicing of this is what creates trust in yourself, reliance in yourself.
And I want to say, I think mine is so simple that I want to show people this is how simple it is. Mine is, and it's from leveraging my strengths that I've gotten here, is, I mean, there's actually kind of two new thoughts. And we talked about how I'm going to think them at least just as much as I think those negative thoughts to start out. And one is that I don't have to make it hard and be, you know, make it so that I have to keep on thinking about it to make it go away. That's not true. I know that's not true. I believe in positive prayer, positive thoughts. And also the idea that I am a woman that is investigating her health, and I am healthy and in a healthy spot. And I am going to look into all the things, because that's a good thing. That's a positive thing to determine where I'm at so that I can live my long, healthy life.
Right. Right. And no amount of worry, no amount of fear, no amount of pain changes a circumstance.
Right.
A circumstance, including a diagnosis, is 100% outside of your control.
Right.
So why? Reasonably, we have to ask ourselves the question, why do we spend 1 second of our precious life worrying about something that we cannot control?
Right.
We've got to be asking ourselves.
Well, it's funny because I think I get into all the things you can control. Well, I better do that long fast that kills, you know, just like,
and those are great thoughts as long as they make you feel something that actually like moves you closer to what it is that you want. If that thought makes you feel confident, which is what you decided you wanted, then it's a good thought.
Right.
But if it makes you feel defeated or makes you feel burdened,
like you haven't done enough or you did some things wrong,
it's not helpful. Yeah. So it can be really sneaky. Thoughts can be very, very sneaky. Our primitive brain is one sneaky MF.
Yep. Amen. Amen. And it just keeps coming. And that's why I want to share this, because even though I'm in a really good place, this happens with other things too. This is just one example. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So that's the first thing, is to what is one best step I can take right now that is so easy. So that's it. Change thoughts. And then what feelings will I intentionally create to drive those actions? Well, the idea that it makes me, it's kind of funny. The thought is driving the feeling for me right now, where I feel more peace, so that's what's kind of driving. I don't know.
You just asked yourself the question, what's the next best step I can take that's so easy it's hard not to do? The answer is going to be an action. And so what we're doing is we're proactively setting you up for success. You've decided what little tiny action, okay, what little tiny step you want to take. Now, I just want to like cement this and make it so easy for you that we're going to get you, we're going to tee this up so that, you know, you're going to get lots of mileage from it. So we tee it up by saying, okay, and what feeling is going to drive that action? It all goes back to the core concept of this entire book.
What feeling is going to drive my action of coming up with those thoughts?
You tell me.
I feel like I have to have the thought and then the feeling comes. Am I wrong?
So coming up with thoughts intentionally is really like carving out the time to self-coach. Now, stay with us because this gets a little meta, right? Like we're now talking about the thoughts that we're thinking. We're thinking about the thoughts that we're thinking. Mm-hmm. And this gets a little meta, but let's just call it self-coaching. You're actually carving out the time to be intentional around looking mm-hmm. at your thoughts. That's an action.
So that's my action.
That's your action.
That's my action. And then the thought that I'm going to think intentionally, like it's my job, is that, hey, this is so awesome and positive that I do the tests and I learn about my body so that I can be healthy. That's what I'm going to practice. Well,
okay, so your action is self-coaching, right? You want to continue to self-coach. What feeling is going to drive you to be doing that?
Okay, what feeling is going to drive me to self-coach?
Yes.
Well, that's tricky for me because I feel like, well, kind of the scary feeling that I don't want drives me to look at self-coaching.
Okay, let's not let our fear drive it. Why not let awareness drive it? Like you have the awareness of fear that exists.
Okay. Oh, well, so just peace and confidence. It's really hard, Tracy, for me to, I feel like my thoughts drive my feelings.
They do.
So then it's a little bit hard for me.
They're either unintentional or they're intentional.
So what I'm practicing, like my job, is self-coaching.
You're practicing. So we're reverse architecting it. So
it's kind of interesting.
Yes. So this is just a sneaky way. It's my sneaky way of setting you up for success. So you've decided what little action you want to take that's so easy it's hard not to do. Yeah. Now I'm going to reverse architect it because I want to make sure that I've got you situated to take that action with intention. So you've decided I am going to self-coach right before I go to bed. Let's just say that's what you've decided. Okay. What feeling is going to actually drive that behavior? Confidence, curiosity, eagerness, interest.
Yeah. I think it's more of a peace, of a restfulness.
Okay. And so if we know that peace is going to drive you a feeling of peace.
Well, and actually, Tracy, I'm going to say I'm doing the self-coaching now. I'm not doing it tonight because it's because I'm going to have this all taken care of. So that I'm practicing this today.
Yeah.
Because when I lie my head, and it only showed up last night when I was tired. But so now I know that I've worked through this and I know I already have a new thought. And so when I go to bed,
what is it?
My new thought is that this is such a good thing that I learn about my body and everything's going to be okay. And that I don't need to grip onto it hard to make it go away. I can let it go and be confident and trust in God.
Amazing thoughts. Those are all amazing thoughts that bring peace, correct?
Yes.
That then the peace is what leads you. You're feeling peaceful, which is going to lead you. It's going to prompt you. It's going to drive you to self-coach, to continue to look at your thoughts.
Yeah.
So
if it pops up, I'll continue. Or it might just hold its own for a while.
Right.
You know?
Yep. Yeah. So the expectation is not that you are self-coaching all day, every day. The expectation
right.
is that you stay aware.
Yes.
Stay aware of what it is that you're feeling, asking yourself questions like, is this helpful or unhelpful?
Yep. All right, Tracy, our time flew by again and we went longer. Okay, so we have one more segment to this Saddle Up segment series talking about the planner. And we're going to talk a little bit about something that I love, which is hour one, hour done. And we're going to talk about looking at the gains, because in your planner, you have what I learned about myself. And that it has been life changing to me. So that is next week's lessons. So I'm hoping you can all come back and listen to that. And if you missed any of these, just go back in those Saddle Up segments and follow through on this amazing planner from Self Made You.
Yeah. And reach out if you want any additional help.
Yes. Yes, for sure. Or if you want us to cover something in a Saddle Up segment, yeah, we'd love to hear from you. So Tracy, thanks for being here. Listeners, thank you as well. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.